talking to somebody about co-parenting dynamics and the importance of both parents being on the same page. Not on every page, but they have to be in the same book. And if you understand that, for all you co-parents out there, you understand that. You understand that it's a delicate act because you know the way you run your house, and the other person, the other way they run their house is going to be different, or there's going to be variations that conflict with the parenting style. But through and through, you try to be as much in common as possible as the other house, and you try to make it work. And I was having a conversation in regards to that, and someone was really bothered by it. Someone was really bothered by the fact that they don't want to appease the other person in any way because they were at fault for the dissolution of the connection. And I totally understand that, right? I mean, many of us, when we're in a relationship, when we give our all, we make these sacrifices for the other person, and then at the end of the day, they go ahead and leave you high and dry, and they didn't feel the same way as you did, or and they were just making you feel like you were taken advantage of. I totally get it. I totally get where those emotions come from. I dealt with it. But the difference is that you have to understand whenever that moment comes and there's children involved, you're no longer going to be with that person, your mindset has to shift 100%. It has to. Because you're not going to do the child any good by being in an adversarial relationship. I always tell this. I was telling this person. The child is team mom and team dad. They're not for one or the other. They want to see both. They want to hang around both. So if you can go ahead and make it that transition as smooth as possible, then, you know, more times than not, you're going to find the child is going to be harmonious, just like my child is. My child is, through all the challenges that I have of her being spoiled and her doing her little tricks to avoid going through the hard way in life, there is no weirdness whenever mom and dad are in the same room, which is what I love to see. I mean, that's what I wasn't able to give her, the mom and dad in the same household, but we were able to give her harmony, being able to do things together, go to movies, go to family events, and so on and so forth. But when I was talking to this person, they kind of had an impression of me that I didn't have any family. I'm like, ma'am, because she was indicating that the reason I was giving lots of leeway to my daughter and her side of the family was because I didn't have any family to bring my daughter to. And I said, well, wait a minute. Just a moment. I have family. I choose not to be around family. It's a big difference. Like, it's one thing to say that I don't have family, like I'm like a single child. No. I have a mom. I have a dad. I have a sister. I have cousins. I have aunts. I have uncles. I have nieces and nephews. So I have family. Like, and I had to explain to this lady, you don't understand. Like, I choose to be this way because one of the things that I realized when I was exposed to the world, when you grow up in that environment, sometimes you're not exposed to other facets of life. And basketball allowed me to see the world outside the one that I was living in. And I realized, oh, shit, man. The way I grew up is really dysfunctional. And I remember it was after my redshirt year in college. I want to say it was like 96. I took my mom back up to see my grandmother and my uncles. And I remember just sitting there in the little apartment and looking around, and they were talking and they were engaging and they were arguing. And I'm saying to myself, holy shit, I grew up around this all my fucking life. That was the beginning for me to like, okay, I got to make an exodus out of this connection altogether. And of course, when you're doing things to keep your distance, it doesn't look good in the eyes of the family. It doesn't look good at all. But I have a reason for that. And I'm not a person that's going to make emotional decisions. It's that I usually give, my decision is based on a series of events that happen over a period of time. And in the case with family, it's a long period of time. Some people, like this person that I was talking to about this, they value family. Everything is all about family. And I get that. But I believe that there's two types of families. There's the families that are uplift you, that raise you, even though you have differences, even though you have, you don't get along, you're able to coexist and still acknowledge each other's family. So when things come to a bad stop or you get in a rut, those members are going to be there for you. Well, in my family side, it in this other side of it, where family is your worst enemy, it's the worst toxic, because, and in my case, I feel that is because in society, you are, I guess, in a way, I don't know what to call it, but you are bestowed, or you have to be aligned with your family and their values. And if you don't fall in line with that, then you're the black sheep. Then you're the person that's being ostracized or not viewed in a positive light. And I get all of that. And for me to detach the way I have from family, it just goes to a lot of components that are against my fabric. And I don't like judging people. Like, I think we all judge at the end of the day, right? I'll be clowning here all the time about shit I see. But when I meet somebody, when I'm around people, I don't judge them in the sense of reminding them or making comments to make them feel like they're inferior to me, or you're saying things to make your feelings be validated. And I think that's where, when you're around a lot of people that are that way, and in my case in point, it's people that are heavily related with church, so they frown upon your decisions, they judge on you. If you don't live a certain way, then they're gonna go ahead and not look at you in a positive light. If people are negative-minded, meaning that they're always looking at things from a negative perspective, they're always complaining, they're always bitching, they're always moaning, they're always life is horrible mentality, I don't want to be around that. Like, that's not, now for some people, that's totally fine, but I don't want to be around somebody that everything is doom and gloom. That they're always, when you call them and tell them how you're doing or how's your day going, they're complaining and they're bitching about shit that's happened 30 years ago or shit that's happening now and getting caught up in this drama because they love being in that gray cloud. I don't want to be around that. I don't want my daughter to be around that. So she already has enough of that exposure in her current circles, unfortunately. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You just know that in life, people are exposed to things that I can't control every environment that she's in. So when I make a conscientious decision to stay away from family, it's not that I don't care for them and love for them, but they're not going to communicate with me on a term that is respectful, that is not trying to control me and what I do or should and shouldn't do. And when they're able to not judge, then of course that's energy I want to be around. But when you know that's what you're getting, and these people don't have the mental capacity or the emotional intelligence to understand that their ways is not conducive or positive to a healthy relationship of any kind, then yeah, I'm going to stay away. Because for many of you, you understand, but that's your mother, or that's your father, or that's your sister, or that's your family, right? That's your family. Come on. They're still alive and well. These are not half brothers, half sisters, half cousins. These are people that are fully blood related to me. And I choose not to be around them because they continuously have shown me that they refuse to walk in a manner of not judging, walk in a manner of just being respectful, not trying to dabble in negativity or not being authentic. Like, I can smell when someone's being fake. I can tell when someone's giving me the HR personality. And I'm like, I don't want to be around that. You're supposed to be family. If you can't be yourself when you're around family, then God forbid, I don't want to be around you. Oh, I don't believe in Christianity. I'm just agnostic. I believe in a higher deity. Whatever it is, like whatever, if there's something out there that none of us can explain, we don't have the mental bandwidth to understand it. Just like there's other galaxies, just like there's multi dimensions, just like there's black holes and all this shit, where there's living organisms, there's something out there that is beyond my capacity to understand. So I'm not going to sit there and put myself in that box of saying, okay, yeah, I'm Christian, this is it, and that's that. I respect Buddhism. I respect Jewish. I respect Muslims. I respect whatever your religion and your denomination is. Because you have a right to feel like that your God is your God. But as long as everyone thinks it's a higher being that created all of this, and I don't know the rhyme or reason for that, you know, and atheist people don't believe in that. They believe like we're just hit the Powerball of civilization and there's nothing else out there and we live in a fucking flat earth, even though the fucking moon and the sun look fucking circle like a pizza pie. They're just thinking that it doesn't have any curvature, like a flat ass. All right, cool. Like, that's what you want to think. That's what you want to think. But my whole point is, don't impose that on me. And when you're going back to that conversation and you realize these are the people that have been in your life, that want to impose how you live, they want to tell you how, what to do, when to do it, to be on their good graces. I'm like, dude, you guys haven't, and I look at the resume, okay, have they done anything for me? Well, you know, my mom let me live with her, but she was getting welfare checks because of me, okay? Then when I was 14, 16, you know, when I started working, I started helping her with money and giving her. I bought her a car. I would take her everywhere, you know? So I feel like I earned like my right to be on my own and to do what I'm doing. I'm doing okay for myself without any of their assistance. So, and they haven't been there to support me in any way, shape, or form. All they've done is judge me. You know, like my father judged me all the time. He was like, dude, why? Like, he hated that I went to college. Think about that. He hated that I went to college and that I played basketball. He hated that. I asked him, I said, so what do you wish I would have done? He's like, I wish you would have went to the army, enlisted. Okay, so that makes me soft. Great. I mean, that's one of those deals that many people won't understand, that, like, that concept. And that's why I don't talk about my family and I don't talk about that world unless my sister wants to talk shit about me, because she's real good at that, right? When people are talking behind my back and not addressing it with me directly, then it's a problem. But that's why I was like not trying to talk to this woman about this, because lady, like, you would not mentally comprehend the challenges that I have with my dynamic family. It's like, it's a different animal that I've chosen to make a decision that I don't want my daughter exposed to that. I don't. I remember very clearly when that happened. It was when I sent pictures to my mom. My wife at that time, Monica, had me send pictures to my wife. My daughter was born. I think she was like 6 months or something like that. Not even. And my mom calls me, and her first, you know what she says on the phone? The first thing she says is like, wow, your daughter's really fat. This is a kid that's not even a year old. And I'm saying to myself, wow. Like, you know, I don't want to, at that point I said, I don't want my daughter growing up around that. I don't want her being around that world. That was like the end of it. I said, you know what? These people, I'll see you from a mile away. I'll wave at you at the store. Or if I come into town, I'll have lunch with you, but I'm out. I'm not being around that. So yeah, my holidays where family will be together. No, there's none of that going on. People don't sell it. You know, it's just one of those worlds, man, like that other people would never understand, because they feel that their family dynamics are the same for everyone. But they don't have the mental capacity or have had the exposure of life to understand that. And I don't talk about it because, quite frankly, it's no one's business. And number two is that you, for the most part, people are not able to understand that, because they're saying, wow, your mom doesn't even call and want to see you, or she has to be told by her sister to come see you because, you know, that's the right thing to do. Or, you know, they only send you a card. Like, my sister sent me a card with, you know, not wishing me Christmas. It's just a bland letter, you know, and going behind my back and trying to set up, you know, meetings with my daughter without me knowing. Like, dude, like, what are you doing here? Like, you're supposed to be my sister. Like, you're supposed to reach out to me. But I know she's very prideful, just like with my mom. My mom is just, it's all about her. It's all about her. And my dad, it's like, if you don't fall in line with exactly what I do, then I'm going to judge you. Mom is the same way. You don't believe in God, dude. You're her, you know, my cousin. Yeah, absolutely. Like, everyone, man, it's like they just fixated on their outcomes. And I'm just looking at them like, dude, like, I'm doing just fine without you guys. So if you want to, I don't have a need to be a part of this clique. It's no different than hanging out with neighbors that are like cliquish and judgmental. Like, I just cannot stand judgmental people. I can't stand people that are controlling or they want to control how you are. And those are the things that I don't feel respected. I don't feel respected for the person that I am, because I'm self-made. You know, no one in my family has any investment in my life. So it's okay. Like and that's also partly my fault because I don't want to follow along with their narrative. So it is what it is. But for you people out there that don't understand family dynamics, no two families are the same. And just remember, when people choose to stay apart or to stay away, there's a reason for that. It's not, I don't think anybody that has biological connections wants to stay connected to, or wants to disconnect, I should say, from their people. They want to be around them. So, but it's a hard thing for people to understand. It's hard for people to accept. And all I'm saying is, like, look, I'm trying to correct those cycles with my daughter. That's all I'm doing. So, you know, her life is totally different than what I had. Much better support, much better acceptance of who she is, not judging her in any negative way, asking her to do her part and being respectful and caring for her, so on and so forth. That's all you can do. And for many of you out there that have great families, I salute you, man. And I always love being around great families. But for you guys that don't understand it, that have great families and think every family is like that, and you want to frown upon somebody because they don't want to be around their family or be connected to them, okay, I got you. That's why I'm not going to hang out with you because you're very judgmental. And I think people that get in this mindset of judging others because they want to make themselves feel good, or they think their life is the best, or they think that they know it all, it's not the people I want to hang out with.